Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November the 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant and one of the great solutions to the problems we face, to say the least. Wow, we got a barn burner broadcast today. Let's start with a quick recap of yesterday's discussion points. Trump, quote, "We must not let Hillary take her criminal scheme into the Oval Office." And boy, was that statement before the last several days, I don't want to say prophetic, but man, it was spot on to say the least. Bombshell, FBI finds thousands more Clinton emails, reopens investigation. WSJ, Wall Street Journal finds 650,000 emails on laptop. They say the FBI found them. I think they've had them for quite some time. They say James Comey was a great, wonderful guy back when he shut down the investigation. Now they say he's evil and into partisan politics. Both are probably lies. Nevertheless, FBI finding 650,000 emails. They're calling it Wienergate. Clinton now demanded that the FBI explain itself. Quote, "The American people deserve to get a full and complete facts immediately." Wow, so Hillary wants the complete facts for a change. Uh-huh. I get that. It's all a big old ruse. They know full well that the emails will never be released. There's redaction that needs to take place. They got to go through it all. There's just no way they're ever going to do that. So the Trump campaign saying, fine, yeah, release it. Hillary campaign saying the same thing. They know full well that won't happen. They're trying to use it for their political gain and manipulation. The FBI is now being sued over record of Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch in their, quote, private meeting. Report, Clinton aides, laptops not destroyed. Is there a mutiny of FBI agents underway? I think so. I think what happened is they thought that everything was destroyed. Several FBI good guys said, hey, we're not destroying this stuff. That's crazy. We'll never have pay dirt if we do that. But when Hillary aides were granted immunity as, quote, part of the deal, the Justice Department ordered the FBI to destroy the laptops and evidence. But now it's being reported that the agents given the task are refusing to follow orders. Comey, believe it or not, has an insurrection on his hands beyond the ability of anyone to control. And these mutinous senior FBI agents have enough dirt on all these guys. Obama, Comey, Hillary, many others, to toss them all in the clink. Attorney General Loretta Lynch is so scared now. She had to plead the fifth on secret Iran ransom payments. So if that doesn't tell you what's going on, I don't know what does. Everybody trying to flee the ship as it's getting ready to sink, I guess, huh? Now 5+ FBI field offices probing Clinton's charities, adding, well, significant fuel to the fire, to say the least. Rush Limbaugh says the cynical view is that James Comey is really nothing but a shill for Hillary. He's carrying water for Clinton, and they're trying to get everybody to stop paying attention to WikiLeaks because, hey, WikiLeaks is having so big of an effect that they got to derail the issue. I believe that's in the mix as well. Hillary Clinton, believe it or not, so desperate on Sunday morning, mid-morning, she was caught campaigning at a bar in Florida. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour two yesterday, recap. We had our guest on, Scotty Nell Hughes, well-known CNN commentator and well-known Trump surrogate, of course, jumping onto Liberty Roundtable Live. And the question is, did Huma Abedin save emails as life insurance to protect herself? She doesn't want to become one of the Clinton body count, I guess, huh? Some are saying that's the case. Hillary Clinton knew she was helping Islamists move into power. And leading to the rise of Al-Qaeda militants, eventually involved with the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, what, leaks WikiLeaks? Blockbuster Audio, we played this piece. It's from back in 06, Hillary Clinton literally advocating for rigging Palestine's elections. You heard me back in 2006, audio, Hillary Clinton literally saying, hey, if we're going to tamper with these elections, we got to make sure we decide who wins. If that doesn't point to election fraud, I don't know what does. Clinton campaign manager, the guy's name is Robbie Mook, admits that Hillary lied about FBI's letter to Congress. She claimed it only went to Republicans. It went to both sides of the aisle, and Hillary lied. Campaign chairman John Podesta and Clinton herself both made intentional false statements. Wow. I don't know why they lie when they know they're going to get caught. It's almost like they're pathological liars. We also talked about the video of the beating of homeless Trump supporter now blocked by YouTube. The question is YouTube racist? This was a black female Trump supporter. I thought those didn't exist. Well, they do, and they're getting beat up by thugs. And YouTube won't even tell the tale. Wow. Clinton campaign worried about Bill Cosby's Clinton Foundation ties. Daily Caller reports those details. So it turns out the Bill Cosby, the alleged rapist, now again, he's innocent until proven guilty. Nevertheless, Hillary in emails, concerned about, man, what do we do? This guy's a rapist. They might say, what's the difference between the two bills? Boy, is that a spot-on concern, isn't it? Although I would say this, people are innocent until proven guilty. However, when somebody's above the law, then what do you do, huh? 7% of births in the United States are anchor babies. If that doesn't tell the tale of the concerns over illegality or illegal immigration, I don't know what does. 7% of babies born anchor babies. Now, they say that's a racist term. I'll use it anyway because it really articulates reality. There's a 62-year-old woman gave birth, and she's encouraging pregnancy and motherhood later in life. She said, you know what? Nobody could be happier than me. Wow, 62 years old having a baby. Multiply and replenish the earth, I guess, huh? Tom Fitton, well-known leader of Judicial Watch, targeted by the Obama administration. Are you surprised? That's a recap of the hard-hitting broadcast that took place just yesterday. News the networks refused to use today starts now. A couple of quick tidbits before our guest jumps on. Investigating Donald Trump, the FBI sees no clear link to Russian government. So the bottom line is Hillary's made this case that, hey, Donald's connected to Russia. The FBI literally took it seriously and started investigating the Donald. They've now come back and said, hey, there's no link between the Donald and Russia. That's of concern. Wow. Without further ado, Kirk Crosby with us. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. And security expert Tim Starks riding shotgun today on Liberty Roundtable Live. Welcome, my friend.
Sam, Kurt, thank you for having me on today.
What do you think? The FBI has been investigating Trump. I don't know if most people realized that. But the FBI says, hey, there's no clear link to Russia like Hillary says. That's a lie. And they did the investigation now and are reporting the truth, Tim. What do you say?
I think desperate people say desperate things.
You got that right. It's kind of fascinating to me that whatever Hillary seems to be guilty of, she starts pointing the finger at somebody else that they're doing it. Hillary has greater ties to Russia than Donald.
Isn't that right out of a Saul Alinsky-type scenario, how you divert the exact same thing you're doing to your opponent?
Yeah, it's out of Saul Alinsky's documentation, but it's also what five-year-olds do.
Exactly.
I mean, it's kind of comical. If it wasn't so serious, it would be funny. All right, so there you go. The truth, the FBI investigating Trump, they say there's no tie. Wikipedia, I don't know if you know this, but Wikipedia, if you looked up pathological liar, they had Hillary's picture in the entry, and they're scrambling to remove it. I want to know why they're removing it. If they're for truth, then, you know, Wikipedia needs to leave that up there, Tim.
Yeah, it would. I bet that was a real interesting thing for individuals who went and looked it up. It's probably something they could use as a good role model.
Yeah, you kind of wonder how those algorithms make that happen, huh?
Yeah.
They say Wikipedia scrambles. I find that interesting, too. It almost feels like 1984. We put stuff up on the web that's completely false. We take stuff down. It gets crazy in a hurry. Turns out that CNN now has severed ties with Donna Brazile after learning that she did literally provide debate questions to Clinton. Now CNN literally admitting it and letting Donna Brazile go. Or Donna Brazile go. Wow. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds. Tim Starks riding shotgun, well-known security expert on your radio. Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The ways to cheat never seem to end. Donna Brazile literally being let go from CNN. Now they sever ties. Turns out that Donna Brazile did provide debate questions to Clinton ahead of time. They're now admitting it blatantly, Tim.
Yeah, this is the typical media collaboration that seems to exist here to promote Hillary Clinton. Of course, when you have the ties that she has, it's no surprise. I'm really amazed at, you know, the idea that she's supposed to promote the small person, the middle class. She's even admitted that she's so far out of touch with the middle class people, she doesn't even know how to relate to them. So her friends and the people she mingles with are nothing but the elite and the upper class. So I don't know how someone like this is supposed to represent us, but I guess she has some people convinced of this.
Well, and I find it fascinating because every statement Donald makes seems to back into the truth somewhere. And you can say Donald stretched the truth, Donald's this, you can say what you want, but almost every time Donald makes a statement, at first they poo-poo it, say, no, that's crazy, you're off the rails, how dare you? And then later, lo and behold, the facts come out, and Donald's proven right once again. This headline is fascinating. It says this, former State Department official, quote, every Obama official uses their Gmail account to conduct official business and to possibly avoid Freedom of Information Act requests. Now, if that headline's not telling, I don't know what is, but it sounds like a hacker's dream.
Well, and it is, Sam. What this means is Gmail is easy to hack. Most of anybody in security can tell you that using Gmail, you know, Google Mail, Yahoo Mail, all these things, it's really not smart. For one thing, here's what concerns me. If you have confidential or classified government information and you're putting it onto a Google server, aren't you breaking the law right there? I mean, isn't this a direct violation? Because is that Google server an approved government place to place data that's confidential?
No doubt you're violating your agreements. You're violating the law. Not only are you supposed to use government-issued and approved accounts, but you're usually supposed to use them only in certain circumstances. For example, usually you need to be on-premise, or oftentimes you need to have some kind of a secure login, a Yahoo, a Google, a Hotmail, or whatever these accounts are. None of those fit any of the requirements. There's several different requirements, simply ignored at the least, violated. It's criminal mischief, to say the least. Here's the problem, though. Most people don't even really realize the gravity of what they've done or what they're doing until it's too late.
Well, if you look at the U.S. Code Title 18, Part 1, Chapter 101, 2071 here, Sam, it says, whoever willingly, unlawfully conceals, removes, mutilates, obliterates, or destroys or attempts to do so with the intent to do so, takes and carries away any record, proceeding, map, book, pamphlet, document, or other thing filed or deposited with any clerk or officer of the court of the United States or any in any public office or with any judicial or public officer of the United States shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both. And then it goes on to say that, of course, if they're doing this, they can never hold a public office.
What if I just instruct my aides to bust out the sledgehammers on devices?
Oh, that's what I mean. Isn't that normal conduct to do? Is to smash your BlackBerry with a hammer?
That's what's fascinating to me. You know what they say? You're not able to serve in office if you do those things, and we blatantly, literally have everybody admitting now. Hillary literally instructed her aides to destroy stuff with sledgehammers, literally crush devices, smash them into smithereens. Everybody admits to it. It's not a secret. It's not even denied anymore. But yet somehow she's supposedly fit for office. And anybody who brings up that, they say you're a racist or you're a this or you're a that or you're a... it's too blatant, too easy, too simple. Even if you don't understand the intricacies of networking or email or data integrity or any of those things, simply put, they destroyed evidence with sledgehammers. No one's going to jail. They're literally avoided. No one's being questioned for service or to take the oath of office or to be elected or any of those things, are they?
Well, Sam, we don't know that they had the intent to destroy those devices with sledgehammer. Their intent maybe was to test those devices, you know, to test them for their
ruggedness.
That's what they were doing, yeah. We can't assume that they were deliberately trying to destroy those devices just because they were using sledgehammers on them.
I see. All right. That's how you get. Kurt, what do you think of this, though? I mean, the discussions we have are shocking that we're even discussing things in the way we are. I mean, Tim's being facetious, but on one hand, he makes a point. That's the kind of road they go down, and we seem to buy it hook, line, and sinker. We seem to ignore reality and somehow justify ourselves into these positions. In my opinion, they ought to be marching people off to prison. But nothing's happening, Kurt.
Well, you know, when you look at the whole thing, it makes me remember the phrase from Bill Clinton. Well, it depends on your definition of the word is. And, you know, so much of this is, you know, based in that. You've got these, you know, good is bad and bad is good and, you know, crazy things that we see in the world we live in today.
All right, Tim. So this former State Department official says, hey, they're all using these accounts. They're doing it for official business, and they're doing it because they want to avoid Freedom of Information Act requests.
Well, and Sam, this is the thing I'm wondering why other security experts haven't stepped forward and said, wait a minute, this doesn't make sense. How would Obama be communicating with Hillary Clinton and not know that she was using a private email? Because if anybody's familiar at all with security, especially when it comes to, you know, the security of government officials, and not just anybody can email them. In order to email the president and for him to receive your email, it's quite a process for this to happen. There's basically three different types of processes. Obama is either going to tell his security team that he wants to allow your email through, and he's going to give them your name and your email address.
Yeah, hey, let Sam Bushman through. You know what? LibertyRoundtable@gmail.com. Let him on through, right?
Exactly. Or okay. The other way is if you want to get through to him and you happen to know somebody, you're going to send in a request, and that request is going to go to Obama, and Obama's going to approve it.
Okay? Hey, Comey, add me to the list, will you, buddy? Okay.
And then the third way that this usually happens is that whoever's monitoring the security of the email servers or the firewalls, they have set, you know, rules and stuff in there that, and I'm going to try to talk as much layman terms as possible so your listeners understand here without using the IT acronyms. But what happens is they create a rule that blocks emails from getting through, and they have to whitelist them. They put them on this list that says this person can come through, and their email can go through to Obama, and he can read it. So that person, that team that monitors that, will meet with Obama, however they have it set up, and say, "Hey, you know, we've got some people that that are trying to get through that you may want to look at in this list." And so Obama will say, "Yeah, they can come through. Let them through to my email." Now, the three things that all these processes have in common is Obama has to approve it. Okay, so. Obama is the one who approves who comes through to his email, who he wants to have email
for. I'm kind of wondering if we're creating all these whitelists and blacklists, if it's racist or something. All right, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Starks with us, well-known national security expert. We're going to break this down because now Facebook is literally profiling everybody. All these online services, new media and everything else, social media, all tied in with politicians. This is getting crazier by the second.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Russia has unveiled for the world images of its replacement missile for the SS-18 Satan, which has 10 independently targeted nuclear warheads. The new, larger missile is the RS-28 Satan II, or SARMAT, and it will be able to launch 16 warheads to a range of over 6,000 miles, putting all of the U.S. within its strike range. Additionally, its warheads will have new maneuvering capabilities on their inbound trajectory to evade U.S. land-based anti-missile defenses, which use the Aegis missile interceptors, that have no warhead and must make a direct hit to stop the incoming warheads. The Russians are also still producing the RS-24 Topol-M rail mobile missile, which carries 10 warheads. The U.S. claims to know how many missiles and warheads Russia has, but they are relying on prior disarmament limits and public reports by Russia. With no more inspectors inside Russia, many analysts suspect the Russians have more than they are saying. But despite all the anti-Putin rhetoric in the Obama and potential Clinton administrations, the U.S. continues to play like Russia is in compliance with major disarmament treaties, even though Russia has always ended up reneging on their side of any agreement, resulting in unilateral disarmament by the U.S. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
We're talking to security expert Tim Starks, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about these emails. Turns out that high-level government officials literally are saying, hey, all these guys use non-secure emails. Former State Department official, they do it for one, official business, and two, to avoid scrutiny and FOIA, Freedom of Information Act requests. It gets crazy, but Tim's right. Getting an email to the president is not easy. You and I just have normal emails, and then we can add, say, a blacklist or a whitelist. Blacklist means reject. Whitelist means absolutely let through. You and I start out with a normal email account, and then we can add to these wider blacklists if your email server has the capabilities, your email provider. But when you're the president, it starts out that everything is blacklisted, period. And then you start building a whitelist of acceptable emails. And that's done for security reasons. It's done to protect the president. It's done for a variety of reasons. Tim, start there, will you?
Well, and one of the failures, let me just kind of back up here a minute. One of the biggest failures in security is that the things are there in place to protect the government, corporations. But what usually ends up happening is the person in charge of implementing the security is forced to compromise the security. And it's because someone with power or somebody of position says, you know what, I don't like this and I don't want to have to go through all that. Or in this case here with, you know, people like Hillary, well, I don't want that information being on a server to where someone can scrutinize my conversations or release that to the public, like you said. So they put it on their private, thinking that that's going to protect them. Now, it does protect them from the FOIA request, but what it doesn't protect them from, and this is what a lot of people don't understand, is that the NSA has every email that Hillary has sent. The NSA copies every piece of data bit by bit on the internet that goes across the internet. One of the facilities that does that is sitting right out there in Utah. That facility copies data, and it has every piece of data and email that she's ever had sent to her on her private email address copied and sitting on their servers. Okay, so they've got these emails. They can go back at any time and review these emails if they want to. So she hasn't evaded the scrutiny of the CIA or the NSA if they want to look at this, or the FBI if they want to get the access to these. But she has evaded the public, being able to see these through FOIA requests. the thing that really scares me about this is, like you said, this isn't just Hillary that's doing this. This is lots of officials who have communicated with her that have allowed the communication of classified information to go to unapproved, unsecure servers.
Including Barack Obama. And what we find fascinating is this is not only did Barack Obama have to approve the communication with Hillary, or somebody high level enough did on his behalf, who knows, but then Barack Obama took the additional step of creating a pseudonym or an alias in which he communicated with Hillary on, proving there was intent and knowledge somewhere by somebody. And I would submit to you that it goes right to Obama, because if Obama's sending these emails under a pseudonym or under a fake name, an alias, I don't know that it gets more the buck stops there than that, does it, Tim?
Well, I mean, when the top guy is breaking the rules, I mean, we have to start there first, I would think. I mean, you're not going to, you know, in any business, it's not do as I say, you know, people do as you do. So if you're telling them one thing and doing another thing, they're probably going to follow suit with what you're doing.
Now, where do we go from here then? If this is this widespread, if this is this pervasive, as this department official says, we're talking about a former State Department official literally saying this, and now we find out that Huma had this going on. Hillary had this going on. Podesta had this going on. Barack Obama had this going on. I mean, I'm just getting started, right? Where does it end, Tim? I mean, what can be done if it's that pervasive? Can we ever stop it?
Well, you have to, hopefully, the real important information and confidential information isn't being released to some of these individuals because, God forbid, if these individuals were emailing some real critical stuff out there, what it would do. But I believe they've emailed enough confidential information to put certain things at risk in our strategies and movements abroad, as we've seen in the past. But the thing that to stop this is somebody has to hold somebody's feet to the fire here. I mean, there are things already in place that prevent them from doing this, already in place. We don't have to come up with any kind of new laws. We don't have to come up with any kind of new regulations. The things are already in place to stop this.
And if they're not in place at this point, they've been intentionally dismantled, which is a whole nother level of security violations.
Yeah, and I can tell you, though, from my experience and where I've been and worked, these things are still in place, okay? I promise you they haven't been dismantled. You can see this just by individuals who've just been recently arrested and placed in jail for doing violations that are just minute compared to what these individuals have done. You know, to what Obama and I'm just going to use Obama and Hillary because they're the topic of conversation, but I believe this goes much larger.
Well, and because we have pay dirt on both of them at this point already, and they have sworn an oath to protect and defend and secure, right?
Yeah, exactly. But this goes much bigger than them. I mean, this is something that I feel is a lot of people, you know, in high-level positions are guilty of this. So this is a problem. It's systemic throughout government. How do you stop it? Well, somebody needs to hold their feet to the fire. And hopefully this whole FBI thing will bring some things to light. And hopefully, you know, these people that are doing their work, I've felt that the FBI is probably one of the more reputable agencies that we have. And I feel that, you know, there are some individuals in there that probably just can't stand by and say, hey, this is a double standard. We need to expose this. So hopefully they do that. Hopefully this isn't a wag the dog situation. Hopefully they truly have the intent of exposing some things that need to be fixed.
It seems like an epic battle between the FBI and the Justice Department at this point, with certain officials just idly caught in the crossfire, even though they're the ones that caused it all.
Yeah, and I don't think that people need to look at this as a witch hunt. They need to look at this as we have a problem that needs to be fixed. And if our country wants to maintain its superiority in the intel information world, we're going to have to fix these leaks of high-ranking individuals to maintain this.
Now, let's be very clear. We do have an incredible superiority at this point. If you listen to the mainstream press, if you hear the news, it almost seems like, hey, all these nations have a whole lot more capabilities than we do. They're all hacking us. They're all taking us down. We're just at their mercy. That isn't even close to true either, is it?
No, Sam. We have superiority in intel. I don't care what the media says. Just because we allow the other nations to dwell in our honeypots and allow information to get out to them that we want doesn't mean that we are inferior. We just have control of the information they get. And what that means when I say honeypot, Sam, is if I have a safe in my house that people know that I have a lot of money in it, and you want to target me, it's probably wise to put a 10% of your cash into another safe and allow them to find that and make them think that they have acquired the safe that had your cash in it, and then let them acquire it and leave, right? So you don't want them to sit there. You don't want to hide it so well they stay there until they find it because they know it's there. You want to let them think they have gotten what they came for and they can go. So if you keep them coming to the honeypot, getting information that they think is the most credible, up-to-date information, and some of it being so, but nothing to truly harm us, you know what? Let them keep coming back to the honeypot and grabbing the information, and it helps them to stop looking deeper or to put feelers out for others. Now, the reality of that is they know this goes on, so they're constantly looking, but still it keeps them occupied on what they do have access to.
Well, and sometimes it's a honeypot. A lot of times it does have honey, just enough honey to whet the appetite and beg you to come back for more. Sometimes, though, you end up getting a vinegar pot. Sometimes you get a payload or a circumstance you don't want, too. And so it's fraught with peril along the way.
Well, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because that's one of the things that we do have in our arsenal as well, is all of our information that they've accessed. I would say a lot of it's probably sent some payloads back to them that allows us to even monitor their activities, although we were able to monitor activities well before then. You know, we have the ability to do what no other nation can do, I believe.
Oftentimes we can monitor them stealthfully, but the honeypot allows us to send some trigger back where they can discover that we've done it. It isn't even the real monitoring, but it's a second layer that we say, hey, now that you can see that we got them. And then they can see that we got them, and they can strip that layer off and think they've stopped this, but again, they really haven't. So it goes multiple ways on that, and it becomes a digital warfare of epic proportions that people don't really understand, except I bring it all up to say we have incredible superiority when it comes to the digital world, and don't be fooled into thinking otherwise. Tim Stark's with us, well-known national security expert. We're talking about these breaches, how to solve them, what to do about them, how real they are. Is it really the Russians? Are they just the biggest concern that we've got, like they say? Tim will break it down in seconds. Liberty Roundtable, live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Our country is at a crossroads. Election day is looming, and the choice between the two candidates couldn't be more clear. Do you want a strong leader who will secure our borders and stop the flow of illegal aliens and radical Islamic terrorists? Do you want a proven businessman who will implement smart trade deals that will bring jobs back to our country? Do you want a man's man who will protect our God-given Second Amendment rights from an oppressive federal government? Do you want a sensible White House that will work with traditionalist heads of state who should be our natural allies? Do you want a president who will safeguard the interests of Christians? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then there's only one choice for you, Donald Trump for president. Make no mistake about it, America will not survive a Supreme Court stacked with radical extremists handpicked by Hillary Clinton. Do the right thing. On November 8th, vote Trump.
This ad is paid for by William Johnson, a farmer and a deplorable, through the American National Super PAC, and is not authorized by Donald Trump or his committee.
Tune in to Liberty News Radio's Political Roundtable 2016, special broadcast of election night coverage on Tuesday, November 8th. Features seasoned talk stars, newsmakers, and political commentators together in a live radio and video simulcast, providing news the networks refuse to use. Tune into our live presentation on election night, Tuesday, November 8th, beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern on LNR's affiliate stations, internet stream, Roku channel, or the Unlimited Listen line. Visit libertynewsradio.com. Jesse Lee Peterson, Vice Presidential Candidate Scott Bradley, Sam Bushman, James Edwards, Larry Pratt, Keith Allen, Richard Mack, and surprise guests will report the significant events of this historic election. Liberty News Radio provides the opportunity for constitutional conservatives to gather and share in the excitement when the next president of the United States is announced. Tuesday night, November 8th, election night coverage. LibertyNewsRadio.com.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. National security expert Tim Starks on your radio. I'm saying to you that, you know, they want you to believe that the Russians just caused all these problems, and I'm not telling you Russia's not hacking us, and we're not hacking them, and China's not hacking us, and we're not hacking them, because I'm sure all that's going on, okay? But that's been going on literally for decades, for our whole lifetime, in a variety of ways. And no doubt the digital warfare is ramping up, to say the least. It's becoming almost center stage in warfare at this point. However, this simplistic statement by Hillary, oh my goodness, the Russians. No offense, Tim, but I think the Russians are the least we have to worry about.
Well, I wouldn't say that they're the least we have to worry about, but it does concern me. I mean, like you said, China, Russia, us hacking each other, state-funded, spying on intel has been going on for years, okay, and it goes on. But why are we now making it public to influence an election at the risk of putting us to war with another country? That's the part that concerns me, is that when individuals who have access to intel would release information like this is, legitimate intel to the public, all in the attempt to influence an election and, it, like I said, putting us at risk of going to war. That's very dangerous activity.
The other thing that I find fascinating is not only are they doing that in the public eye to influence elections, but Hillary's literally trotting all this out to save her own bacon, putting the whole nation at a national security crisis by her actions. One, by her loosey-goosey manipulation of data, but on top of that, then exposing all these details to the world in a variety of ways. It seems like just to save her own bacon, are we putting the whole nation in a national security crisis?
Well, and let me just kind of clarify a few things here for you before we end here, Sam. That's kind of amazing. But a couple weeks ago, there was some major servers of some major companies that went down. It was under a DOS attack, and the acronym stands for denial of service. And there are several ways that a hacker can do this, okay? And we won't get into those ways, but one of the ways that this one was carried out was multiple computers, distributed computers, perform this attack. So this becomes more difficult to track because it could have been your computer that was actually involved in this. What happens is computers become compromised through malware even years before the attack ever happens. And so they're coming from all over the world, okay? You don't know where this attack is coming from. But yet, 2 hours later, individuals come out and said, it's the Russians. We know that it's the Russians. And I'm thinking, now, that is probably the most amazing thing I've ever heard as to how they could track this down, because not only do you have to get the code off of several computers and sample the code and track it down to who infected these computers, I just don't know how they did it in 2 hours. And so to do
the answer is they didn't. It's a lie, and that's my whole point. They're putting national security at risk, blaming foreign nations for things that we have no proof of that really whatsoever. Hillary's statements about the Donald and then the FBI coming back and saying, hey, Donald isn't in bed with Russia like Hillary says. That's just a simple example. Now, literally the whole government saying, oh, man, we caught him. It's the Russians. They're lying. It's not possible, Tim.
Well, there is one other option. The NSA could have been monitoring this over a period of time and had watched this all play out and unfold, and that's another scary thing. If
that's true, then they're accomplices to the crime when they could have stopped it.
Yeah, that's my point. So the two scenarios are both very unnerving to think that they played out the way they have. So that's, you know, very scary to think that we have people manipulating something as important as this. And like I said, all at the cost of influencing elections.
There's two solutions here that I see, Tim. One of them is saying, hey, we have got to have people hold people accountable. I think you're right. I think it starts with Congress. That's the appropriate check and balance on the federal level. Congress reigns in the executive branch, etc. And the court gets involved if they need to have a clarification on the rule of law, etc. But it seems to me the second solution is for the American people to put the right people in place to stop this from happening. You know what? If it were you and I at the helm in America, this wouldn't be happening because we would take national security seriously.
Well, and there needs to be more oversight. The oversight doesn't exist, I don't believe, in the respect that it needs to maintain the infrastructure of our government to the standards that it needs to be. There's too many people allowed to skirt the things based on their position or power in government. And this isn't good. This isn't healthy. It's not healthy for a corporation to do this. It's not healthy for the government to do this. And we've seen this with corporations like Sony. They've been hacked and compromised just because of very lax and not following through with the security procedures that are in place. So this plagues anybody who does not follow the procedure. And until they do, this will continue to play out in these kinds of situations to where now we have potential classified emails on someone's email server who was never even classified to be, or, you know, had security clearance to have this classified information.
Well, another security issue is this. I'm not allowed to profile anybody, say, at the airport or in police work, because they say that if I do so, that I'm a racist of some kind or I'm evil. It's not fair to do that. However, now it turns out that Facebook is literally profiling all their users for advertiser purposes. Believe it or not, there's three important issues here. One, Facebook is profiling its subscribers by ethnicity. And Facebook allows messages to be steered by ethnicity. I can literally say advertise to everybody but white people. And if Facebook is profiling its users by ethnicity, then it's reasonable to conclude that they're profiling them by sex, race, sexual preference, education. I mean, the list goes on and on. And don't accept for a second this cover story that it's merely for advertising purposes. So now what you've got is a situation where literally they can profile and say, if you're a Donald Trump supporter, shut down your access or poison your account, or, and the list goes on and on. They say that I can't do that the airport can't do it, that police can't do it, but this is going on in the private sector and no one's even talking about it. To me, that could create a national security crisis. You can compromise people very easily with those manipulations, right?
Well, you brought up a funny thing. Well, it's not funny, it's serious, but, you know, the very government that tries to say that they're trying to stop racism still includes race as a checkbox on all their forms and applications. You know, you got to check what race you are. And it's like, if we don't want racism, why do we have to put what race we are on a form? I mean, this is ridiculous. So there again, we just have people that spout one thing, do another thing. You know, watch what this hand's doing. Don't pay attention to this hand. Watch my, you know, mouth, what it's saying, and listen to what it's saying, but don't watch my hands. You know, it's just, it's been going on for decades. This is something that, until we get in and stop the, you know, there's criminal activity going on here. People love power and money, keep the people they want in office. And until we, the people, speak up and put, you know, change this up and take control, we're going to continually have these kinds of issues, I believe. And this is just my opinion.
In other words, this is not an election scenario. This is going to continue. As long as we have criminal activity going on at the top echelons of government, there will be folks that will get paid on it and report on it. It's that simple. It's a new normal, if you will.
And I don't want to take credit away from the good individuals who do a good job in government, because they're out there. And they're good individuals who take their job seriously. who are in the service of the people they serve.
And I believe it's those people at the FBI that said, hey, we're not going to destroy this evidence because then we'll never be able to have accountability. And I say good on them.
I applaud those individuals. I think it's great that they're doing their job. But unfortunately, sometimes their job is hampered by those who do not have, you know, good practices at mind, and they have their own personal agendas.
Well, Tim, we're going to continue to break this down because national security is becoming more and more important, whether it's national security with top secrets in government, literally classified, justifiably so information, on down to you and I and our information being secure, from our banking information to our personal details, to our health records. To this security issue is kind of the 21st century battle that we're going to have to keep an eye on for all of us. And there's ways that we can take reality into our own hands and protect ourselves. It doesn't take a lot, but it does take a little bit of guidance and a little bit of effort. And the point is, we'll be breaking that down over the next several months on Liberty Roundtable Live to give people kind of a handle on some of these things. There are simple things you can do. Everybody's just not completely vulnerable to these people. There are ways and things that we can do. There's actions we can take that can make a tremendous difference. They're not that hard if you get a little bit of guidance from somebody who knows, Tim.
Absolutely. There's very simple things you can do to make yourself much more secure and not to become a target. Most of these things are easy targets. Most of these people who have been compromised were easy targets. So it was just real simple for the attacker to acquire the information because they weren't following simple procedures. Just remember this, whoever controls the intel and who is the master of the intel controls the world. You can have all the weaponry you want, but if you don't have the intel where to direct it, it is useless.
And it's even become more important than money, Tim.
Absolutely.
There you have it, Tim Starks. I don't know if we'll be able to get you on before the election again, but we'll have you back for sure. Any quick tidbits before the election you want to tell everybody?
Well, I just suggest people to, you know, not let the smoke and mirrors, you know, don't be distracted by the smoke and mirrors. Look at things. If you don't know, look things up and get the information yourself. There's a lot of disinformation going around out there. Unfortunately, there's too much disinformation, but that's something that a lot of people do on purpose to try to take away from the attention of the hidden treasures that exist. So thank you, Sam and Kurt, for having me on.
You're welcome, sir. Tim Starks, ladies and gentlemen, well-known security expert. We'll have him back. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.